Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Buckhead, Atlanta, it's time for Simply Buckhead Radio with your host, publisher, and founder, Joanne Hayes.
Well, good afternoon, Rich. I feel like I might have to talk really fast today because we have unbelievable guests in the studio, and I'm in the midst of drinking a s'mores shake from Shake Shack. Shake Shack.
You got the brain freeze already.
I had the brain freeze and the sugar buzz going on, but man, this is really good. This is my first experience with the Shake Shack shake, so it's pretty exciting. We're glad to have John in the studio with us today, along with our other guests.
Yeah, and speaking of Shake Shack, we were both at their grand opening or the media party beforehand,
right?
We were.
That was a rocking party. That was a really great opening. Really enjoyed that one.
And we have some other rocking guests on the studio. We're going to hear their story. But let's talk for our listeners a little bit about Simply Buckhead, the magazine, right?
Yep, magazine is out in full force. We've got 24,000 copies circulating in about 250 locations, and I can honestly say as I'm looking around the room that two of our four guests carry us in their locations, so that's a good thing. And we are going crazy and gangbusters on our website in the midst of planning for our major anniversary party next week. So we're seeing a lot of activity on our website. And the entire magazine is also viewable online with all the ads, the editorial, every piece of it is on our website. So
online has been viewed in 120 countries, right?
It's actually up to 132 countries as of yesterday.
Look at that. And 251 distribution points.
Yeah.
We're now on the list.
I added two other locations yesterday.
Well, so
we're more like 253.
you're not asleep at the wheel, whatever, yeah.
No, that's why we say over 250 because, right, yeah, you know, it vacillates. Yeah.
All right, so but the big event. Give us the headline
event
on that.
Yes,
yeah.
So it's February 3rd, right? February 3rd, next Tuesday night, 6:30 to 9 at Jetlinx Hangar at PDK Airport. We want to see everybody there. It's only $20 a ticket. All the proceeds from the ticket sales and the gift pull that we are doing go directly to benefit Cure Childhood Cancer, which is a charity that we sponsor year-round. It's a local Atlanta-based charity. The funds stay here. They help families of children battling cancer. We are very passionate about this charity and very honored to be a part of their mix. And we've been working with them for 3 years and really, really feel very strongly about what they do, the work they do here in Atlanta. So the party details themselves, we have Bob Rathbun, the announcer for the Hawks, as our MC.
Nice.
We have many dignitaries and politicians and sports folks coming to this event. We have a special private concert being given by Ed Roland and the Sweet Tea Project. 8 Buckhead restaurants with their food, 4 liquor and spirits vendors. It is for $20. It's a must-have ticket. And you can go right to our website, simplybuckhead.com, and purchase your tickets today. We will be selling them right up till the day of the event. And for all those folks in the studio today, you don't know it yet, but we're going to hit you up for some items for our gift pull after the show. So we're very excited about this party. It's a celebration for us of our 5th anniversary. I still can't believe it. I pinch myself every day. It's been 5 years. And it's very exciting for us, and we're thrilled that we've come this far.
And I'm thinking if the Hawks aren't playing that night, imagine...
They're not playing. That's why we planned it that night. We would never plan a party on a night where the Hawks were playing.
Well, that was kind of a given, but I imagine... So I imagine some members of the organization might make an appearance there.
Yes. They have all been invited in full force, and several have already committed. So we're very excited. We're not going to give away secrets as to who's going to be in attendance.
Well, I'm going to let you jump into the show, but I just have to say one more time that... the studio is a little bit warm today. We left the blinds open. Think we're in the middle of winter. It's like it got warm, so the Shake Shack was just perfect with these cool shakes to cool us down.
I know.
All right. And enough free plugs for the Shake Shack.
I know. This is awesome, though. I'm telling you,
it's good stuff.
We get gifts a lot in the studio, but this is the best one so far.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. So who's on our lineup? It's all yours.
Yes, we've got 4 awesome guests today. Really rock star lineup today. First, we have Steph Dietz, and Steph is from Psych Fitness, which is a spin studio inside Forum Athletic Club. We'll talk about that. Welcome today, Steph.
Thank you for having me.
And those of you who obviously can't see us, Steph is dressed the part. She is fully fit in her gear, and she looks phenomenal. So I think we should all be in her classes. Our next guest today is Lee Killian. And Lee was featured in this issue of Simply Buckhead, our kids and pets issue, for an invention he made called Jam Bands. Welcome, Lee.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to talking to you about your background and how you got into this. And there's an awesome picture of you and your daughter in the magazine. So
I appreciate it.
Glad to have you here today.
She made the picture, not me.
Oh. So our next guest is Rena Bermudez. Am I saying your last name correctly?
That is correct.
And Rena is the CEO of Spa Sedel, and I have personally been a client there for 5 years. We love Spa Sedel, so it's wonderful to have you here with us today.
Thank you.
And our final guest, and we're actually going to interview John first, is John Vandegrift, the Senior Director of Operations for Shake Shack.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. We were excited to know that you actually live here in Atlanta. You know, Shake Shack is based where?
We're based out of New York City.
Okay, so I think it's pretty cool that as a director of operations for the company, you get to live in Atlanta. How does that work with the commuting and the travel time?
I do quite a bit of traveling. Mm-hmm. I oversee the Southeast area right now, so I travel to Florida probably the most. And then I'm up in New York probably about 6 or 7 times a year, every couple of months for different meetings or things. No, not too bad.
That's not bad. I'm familiar with that. My husband travels a lot for work, and it's not fun.
Yeah, it can be challenging.
So let's talk first about your background, because the first thing that jumped out at me was the Cornell University Hospitality School, and I found out, Rich, before the show that John actually went to school with John Meadow, who was a guest on our show last week, the founder and CEO of LDV Hospitality.
Yes.
So you two were in classes together
at
Cornell?
Yes, we were. Passed each other a lot in the halls and, you know, sitting next to each other in classes a lot, so...
That's
got to,
so funny.
Got to see him a few months ago when we were down here getting ready to open for the Buckhead Atlanta, and mm-hmm. Hadn't really seen him for a few years, and you know, reconnected, and it's been great.
Well, you know what happens, right? Everybody goes their way. They get married. They have children. He's got really little ones, and you know, life just gets a little bit hectic. But it's kind of nice to know that there's always that small world connection somehow to other people that are in the same industry. You know, somewhere along the way you're going to bump into them.
Definitely.
So I'm sure you guys will see each other a little bit here. And
we
were very excited when you folks opened. What a great concept, first of all, and what a really cool concept to have in Buckhead, Atlanta. And what made Danny Meyer and the company choose Buckhead, Atlanta?
Well, when we decided to come to Atlanta, I think our timing was just really perfect in that Oliver McMillan, the developer of Buckhead Atlanta, was really just starting to get going again on redeveloping that project and taking on, you know, new leases and finding tenants for the project. So I think we were really fortunate that we just came into the market at the right time. And I think we've had some connections to them previously and talked about, you know, other things in the past. So it just really was a great opportunity, great timing, and really... there wasn't really a better place for us to be as our first location in Atlanta, in Buckhead, in a beautiful, brand new kind of development, high-end, really luxury, very diverse, lots of different restaurants coming in, and really in an area of Buckhead that's undergoing sort of a renaissance and a transformation, which is kind of how we got our start.
That's my next question. Ago. Yeah, how did Shake Shack start? Because everybody knows Danny Howe. In a completely different sense of the restaurant industry. We're familiar with Danny, obviously, because of, you know, his work in New York, but I'm going to let you talk about his other adventures.
Sure.
But he's very involved here with Share Our Strength because of Pano. Sometimes he's been in town for the Share Our Strength events here, and I know that he has a friendship with Pano. So he's had a tie somewhat to Atlanta already.
Yeah.
But why don't you talk about that, how it all started?
So funny enough, Shake Shack started off not as a hamburger place and never intended to be a global burger brand and kind of chain that we are right now. We started off in 2001 as a hot dog cart in New York City in Madison Square Park. So that park there was sort of undergoing a transformation of itself. And Danny was very involved in that. Of bringing an art program, an art installation into the park so that people would use it as opposed to kind of walking around that park that they were doing. We had a couple of restaurants right on the park there, so he was really active in trying to transform that into a great space for all New Yorkers and visitors alike. So one of the art installations that came was something called I Heart Taxi, and it was this crazy installation with taxi sculptures on stilts and sort of all placed all over the park. And they had asked Danny to do something that was a complimentary, iconic New York food sort of offering that would complement the installation. So Danny came up with the idea to do a hot dog cart, and we serve the traditional sort of his fine dining take on the traditional New York City dirty water dog, you know, with the tomato simmered onions and the sauerkraut and the steam bun. But he also, being from the Midwest, is a big fan of Chicago-style hot dogs. So he also was doing Chicago-style hot dogs as well. And we were rolling this cart out of one of the restaurants there, 11 Madison Park, rolling it out every day during the summer, selling hot dogs, some chips, you know, some homemade brownies, lemonade, etc. And people were lining up for 45 minutes to an hour just to have these hot dogs in the park. And it was pretty wild. And for we did that for 3 summers. And all of the proceeds of the hot dog cart went back to Madison Square Park to the Conservancy to continue to fund future art programs and kids programs and music things. And then after those 3 years, the park and the city came back and said, you know what, this has been great. We really want to do something permanent. And Danny, you know, kind of had the vision, and he actually sat on a park bench and wrote on a little tiny, looks like a cocktail napkin, and sort of sketched out what his vision
is
for Shake Shack would be.
Is that framed somewhere in an office?
It is. It's framed in our CEO's office. And we go back and look at it pretty often.
About
every year, just to see how far we've come and stayed true to that, which is pretty remarkable. And then, you know, we won the bid in the process to put something permanent in Madison Square Park. And Shake Shack has become, you know, something sort of a global phenomenon for us, which has really been great.
Well, we were talking before the show. We were getting ready to go to England in October, and there was some conversation going on between myself and Randy Grudy up in mm-hmm. New York, and we were talking about London, and they said, "Oh, when you go, you should go see Shake Shack in Covent Garden." I thought, Shake Shack in London? So and then I looked online, and the locations are in some very unique places, and some places you're very concentrated. Yeah. Where are all these locations based?
Our international locations are primarily in the Middle East, mm-hmm. Pretty heavy in the Kuwait and United Arab Emirates,
yeah.
Primarily in Dubai. We've partnered with a company in the Middle East to help us bring Shake Shack to that part of the world. It's really dynamic. There's a huge expat community from all over the world that lives in and around the Middle East. And then, you know, the Middle Eastern countries are really accepting of a lot of Western brands, restaurants and retail. It's really just a big industry over there. And it ended up being a remarkable addition to our business. We went into it a little hesitant and unsure of how it would play out, and it was safe enough away where, you know, we could still look after it and make sure that it was still good for our brand. And if it didn't work out, it was still far enough away where it wouldn't really hurt our brand. But it has been a remarkable bonus for us as a business.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. I saw that. Plus, having somebody there, you know, that's from that region that can be
sure.
at least helpful and
sure.
consultory, I should say, in that particular area. So tell us about the menu at Shake Shack. What's on the menu?
So we're the, you know, modern roadside burger stand. We're very simple in what we do. We have a couple of different burgers, but again, very simple with simple ingredients, just done really well at a high level, quality ingredients. Our burgers are all natural. Angus beef, you know, no hormones, no antibiotics. We're using fresh produce that we're, you know, preparing every day. You know, we have a lot of proprietary recipes. Our chocolates are made from dark chocolates. So it's just really fresh, really simple. Here in Atlanta, we have a couple of sort of unique items that you won't find anywhere else at any other Shake Shack. So we have one of the items we have here is the peach tree shake. We're right on the corner there.
Well, that would make sense because we're the only ones with 14 streets with peach tree in the name.
So that's a peach tree, a peach and caramel shake, which is really delicious. And then we also have a couple of unique items, our concretes, which are our frozen custard ice cream blended with some mix-ins. So one of the ones that's really great is we buy a pecan pie that's made for us from Holman & Finch.
Mm.
And we use that and take chunk of pecan pie and mix it in with some vanilla frozen custard, and that's a really great after lunch dessert. Might need to do some.
I'm over here eating a s'more, so I think that's my dessert for the day. I want to go back to the concrete for just one moment because I know that that's a piece of your charitable endeavor here in Atlanta. Is this something you do in all of your locations? And please explain to our audience what the concrete charitable effort is.
Yeah, so that's something that we do at all of our locations, and it's individual to each Shake Shack. So every Shake Shack has a different charitable partner that we find and work with. Here in Atlanta, we work with Camp Twin Lakes. So 5% of the sales of all of the s'mores concretes, which is a chocolate with marshmallow, dark chocolate chunks, which we get from cacao here in Atlanta.
Terrific.
And the graham crackers mixed in with that, 5% of those proceeds go back to Camp Twin Lakes to help their organization to continue to do the great work that they do here in and around Atlanta. They're an incredible organization, and every Shake Shack does that and finds a great partner that's local and really has a great tie to the community and a great message and a great sort of organizational vision that we work with. And we'll work with them to do not just that, but, you know, some volunteer opportunities, or if, you know, they have fundraisers or things that they do, we'll find ways to support them, whether it's auction gifts or donating items or time or things like that.
I love the fact that you're purchasing some of your items locally from, you know, some of the folks that you mentioned. It's great because you come into town and you have a product that's already a tried and true, but, you know, working yourselves into the Atlanta community by
Absolutely.
Using some of the local vendors, that's really genius.
Absolutely.
It adds to the freshness piece. It's not just coming to you in great big giant boxes already, you know, from a warehouse done out.
That's really important to us, to be a part of the community and not just step into it. We really want to be immersed into what the community does everywhere we go. And Atlanta has such a loyal and vibrant community here and loyal residents that are very local, you know, and the way that they drink beer and dine out and everything else. So we really wanted to be a part of that and not just bring Shake Shack to Atlanta, but really just bring it here and find ways to make it have a deeper and stronger connection.
Totally. And Rich, I have to ask, because we've had several different folks from Buckhead, Atlanta, you know, with businesses in Buckhead, Atlanta. Do you hear the recurring theme, don't you? It's totally all about the community, and they all give back, and they're all very strongly tied here, and there's no absentee people running the show from far away. And we've totally embraced that with all the people that are, you know, with the retail businesses. Those folks are involved in the community. You know, we've talked to different shop folks that moved here to open the store for their company after working for their company. And they moved here to be a part of the community rather than just, you know, sending somebody that was going to kind of babysit for a little bit. So everybody that's come into Buckhead Atlanta has embraced it in the same fashion.
It's pretty remarkable.
And you must be seeing that when you meet people as well from some of these other places.
Yes. Yeah. We've gotten to know some of the neighbors and the other restaurants and tenants and retail stores there pretty well. They come in often for lunch, and we have a pretty good relationship with them. So we see that a lot, too.
Well, we were talking about this a little bit before the show. I was at Buckhead Atlanta this morning, and I was talking to the valet as he was getting my car. And he said, oh, yes. He said, I see all the basketball players. They all come in here. He goes, Adrian Payne eats at Shake Shack all the time. He's always here. So Atlanta Hawks, there you go. Thanks for plugging Shake Shack
for us. Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it, because that's how we grow our businesses. John, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate you taking the time to be here. We know it's a busy time of year. And what's on deck for Shake Shack in 2015? Anything exciting in Atlanta for you guys, or any other new locations coming into our region?
We don't have anything planned yet. We're actively looking and searching. We're you know, continuing to focus on the one we have here and continuing to make it better and great. It's such a dynamic location, and learning those business trends, it's going to be a learning curve over the next year just with that location. But we're still looking. We're just trying to find the great site that's perfect for us and that, you know, adds back to the community and doesn't detract from, you know, our current location as well. So we're still looking. We'll figure something out here hopefully soon, but we don't have anything concrete yet.
Okay, well, we'll be watching.
Will.
You don't have anything concrete. Was that meant to be a pun? Because you do have lots of stuff you guys make on concrete.
That is true.
Well, how can our listeners find Shake Shack online or in social media?
Yeah, you can learn a lot about us just online from our website at shakeshack.com, Facebook.com/Shake Shack, and then Twitter and Instagram @Shake Shack. Or probably the best way is just come visit us in person at Buckhead Atlanta. We're at 3035 Peachtree Road.
It doesn't get any better than that. Forget the social media. Just get down there and get yourself the s'mores shake. It's really yummy. Thank you, John, so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So our next guest today is Rena Bermudez, as we mentioned. And Rena is the CEO of Spa Sidel. And I know that Rena's tenure there has begun in 2011. I've been a customer for 5 years, so I know that there was prior CEO there. And how did this all come about for you?
Well, I think it started in 94 as a customer, just like you.
Yes. I'm not looking to be the CEO of Spa Sidel. I already have a busy job.
But you never know. I arrived from Miami in 94, and I discovered Spa Sidel, and I fell in love with the business. And I've always loved to spa all over the place. And Spa Sidel was an incredible opportunity to just come in and just relax and feel the opportunity to just do something good for yourself. So when Spa Sidel opened up its doors and said, come on in and run our business in 07, I took that opportunity seriously. And in 2011, I was able to come in and take ownership of the business.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a big job taking over a business that's already existing. It's a big job starting your own business, but taking over something that's already existing, you must bring with it your own vision. So what is your vision for Spa Sidel?
Well, we've made a little bit of changes. I mean, in Spa Sidel, we believe in health and wellness with results, and that comes right along with the whole concept of we want to be healthy and we want to be well, but we also want to see results while we're at it. So we've added some more result-driven products, such as injectables, a little thing called the liquid facelift.
Yes, I was curious about that. It was on your list. What's the liquid facelift?
The liquid facelift is when you walk in and an hour later you look 10 to 15 years younger without a scalpel and without any pain.
Sign me up. What details?
And that's basically just using injectable products such as Botox and Juvederm and Voluma. And we basically build your bone structure and we get rid of wrinkles. We do all kinds of things to really just make you just look younger. And it really does work. And you really do walk out 10 years younger.
I didn't realize there was a term for that, so that's a new one on me. I always learn something new on my own shows. I love it.
Our doctors can do amazing things.
I know. Now, what other services and products are offered at Spa Sidel? I mean, I could personally list the ones that I know about, but I'm sure there's far more than what I know I use.
Well, we have, of course, massages and facials and mani-pedis. And, of course, like I just mentioned, injectables and peels. We have body treatments such as mud wraps and body wraps and things like that. But we also have the Venus Freeze. And I don't know if you guys have heard of the Venus Freeze or the Venus Legacy, which is the same machine, but it basically freezes your fat or it gets rid of cellulite, problem areas that you have in your body and that you just want to take away. You know, you've been working really hard at one particular little section of your body, you just can't get rid of it. Well, this machine has been featured in Rachel Ray and in the doctors, and it really does work. And about 8 to 10 treatments, and boom, it's gone.
Wow. Now, you have, there are multiple locations for Spa Sidel, as we know. There is one in South Buckhead, which is 1745 Peachtree. You guys call that Brookwood, though.
Yes, Brookwood location. Well, we're in the process of closing some older locations and opening up newer ones.
Talk about the new ones opening in Buckhead, and I know it's going to be a few months out, but I know that something really special is coming.
We have a location on Roswell Road and Waleska that's opening up, and we have another location on Barrett Parkway, Town Lakes, Town Center Mall. That's opening up, and we're also opening up in Huntsville, Alabama.
Wow, that's exciting.
So that's really exciting for us in 2015.
And the one that closed is the one that was at 3060 Peachtree.
That is correct. Right.
Okay, that's Chastain is going to be
the
sort of replacement for that. So
beautiful
when is that anticipated?
We're hoping to get that one up and running by the fall of this year.
Wow. Well, I'll be there. Thank you. I do use Brookwood, though. I do go there quite regularly. Love it. So I want to go back one second to the Venus Freeze, because I was aware of this particular service. Is this offered at multiple of your locations, or is it only at one or two specific ones?
It's currently offered at the Alpharetta location, which is on Mansell and Alabama Connector. So we're offering it there. We may extend it out to inside the perimeter in the near future. But really, that service is truly amazing. I mean, I don't think that people realize you can get such amazing results from this product. I didn't realize it until I tried it. And one of the things that I do is, before we bring in a service, I try it on myself first, which is pretty scary.
Yes. Love being a guinea pig, right?
Well, I mean, sometimes it's wonderful. But, you know, if you're going to put it on your face, it goes on my face first. So
that's a good policy. I love the products you folks use. And one of the things that I have to say I'm always impressed by, I've been going to Theodora Karanis for years for facials. Uh-huh. And Theodora is very talented and very smart mm-hmm. with product. And there are lines that are not necessarily lines that you folks make mm-hmm. that she, you know, definitely approves of. So absolutely. Luckily for me, what I've been using for years is something that she also likes. But the products you folks make, some of your own products that are right up there quality-wise with some of the medical grade products and other commercial products that you can purchase.
Thank you. We spend a lot of time working on our products, working with our chemists directly. We are personally involved in every single product that walks through the door, and developing it and renewing it and making sure that it's up to date, that it doesn't have any harmful ingredients, and that it does work and it does what it say it does.
So. Well, I have to say, as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking to myself, people hear you say that you're a CEO of Spa Sidel, and I get this a lot too, you know, oh, you're the publisher of a magazine, it sounds so glamorous, but they don't realize that when they see you out in a dress and you're promoting your product and it looks really fun and glamorous, that you're actually the chief behind the scenes gopher. You've all heard me say this on the radio before, but nobody does more of the grunt work in the background than the owner of the company. And I have to say, it's probably the same for you. They don't know that you're sitting there with your hair in a ponytail, probably pouring over these little minuscule products, you know, making sure everything is right to your
liking. You should look at my desk. Liking.
I'm sure. I know. I completely get it. One of the product questions I had is you have a brand within your brand called Sidel Lux.
Correct.
Can you tell us about that brand and how that relates to Sidel?
Well, when I first took over Spa Sidel, we didn't have any of the results-driven ideas that we've added on. So we decided to add the Sidel Lux product line, which is basically the injectable, the Venus Freeze line. So we decided that we're going to say, okay, Spa Sidel is fabulous the way it is. We really don't want to convolute it or unfocus the actual brand. So what we want to do is we want to add a different brand, which is the Sidel Lux line. And the Sidel Lux line is going to be focused on true results. So when you come in and you want the Sidel Lux, it's everything that's going to offer you immediate results, immediate gratification. So when you're doing your facials and you're doing your peels, those are fabulous for your skin and it's good for you, and you will see long-term results on that Spa Sidel brand. When you're focusing on Spa Sidel Lux, that's immediate results. And so you're going to come in, liquid facelift, 1 hour, boom, 10 years younger. The Venus Freeze, you can get rid of wrinkles on your face, 6 treatments, you're done. You don't have to come back. You'll get a maintenance treatment maybe once every 3 months, and you're looking fabulous. So that's the whole concept and the difference between both brands.
How come it's only 10 years? Why isn't it 20?
Well, do you want to look like you're 8 years old?
No. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You think I'm younger than I am. I appreciate that. Well, let's talk about Valentine's Day, because obviously that's a big time of year for Spa Sidel. What do you have going on for Valentine's Day this year?
Well, we have some amazing stuff going on. We've got the Champagne Mimosa Scented Swedish Massage, which is truly amazing. It's a fabulous massage, and it has the Champagne Mimosa scent on it, which is out of this world. And we also have a hydrating chocolate facial, which is very tasty.
I can't just drink my Shake Shack. I have to come
right along
with
that delicious shaky stuff going on there. So that's going to be wonderful. But we're also going to be open this year till midnight. And I believe we're the only spa in Atlanta doing that.
Yeah, so. I would imagine so.
So that's going to be very exciting. So you can have that late dinner and also a massage afterwards. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
That's very interesting. And obviously Valentine's is on a weekend, so that's awesome. I can stay up past my bedtime.
You can stay up past your bedtime. You can get a late massage, and you can have a chocolate facial and be thanking you all night long. So,
wow.
Great evening.
I love it. So, what else? I know that there's some new locations, obviously, going on. We talked about this. Anything else being added to the menu or the services or any other things you folks have going on for 2015?
We do. We have a great connection. We're going to be working with 50 Shades of Grey this year. And we're actually...
That might make you controversial.
I know. We tend to do that
Definitely
sometimes.
Exciting.
We have our a hot candle wax massage. And it's a wonderful massage. It's not what you think, so get your mind out of the gutter. It's a fabulous hot candle wax massage. It's an organic candle. And what happens, it starts with an oriental cleansing ritual. And after we do these hot... I'm not going to tell you too much, but it's, okay, I'll tell you a little bit. It's these hot towels that are used in an oriental cleansing ritual, and then there's a little bit of a hot stone in there, and then we'll do some stuff, and then we'll flip you over, and then hot candle wax is poured on your back, and these are organic candles, which are hand-poured and created by only us, and they're soy candles, so they turn into lotion as they scent up the room in whatever scent you prefer, and they're massaged into your back, and they're organic, they're loaded with antioxidants and vitamin C, and they're really good for you. They dry up on your body, so you don't leave all nasty and oily. Like, you know, it's fabulous to get a massage, but sometimes you leave kind of oily. These candles leave you feeling fabulous, moist, hydrated, and just soft and supple. And just your skin feels fabulous. And it is just wonderful massage. And it's our hotter than hot package for Valentine's,
wow.
guys, if you want to buy it for your girlfriend or wife. So,
wonderful. Who comes up with these awesome special products and massages and names and... Wow.
Well, I have to thank my marketing manager, Dawn Braun.
Yes,
she does
Dawn's
a wonderful
amazing.
Job, too.
We know Dawn, and she is sitting here in studio with us today. So, yes, we know she's a genius, too.
But we sit around in a room, us ladies, and just kind of have a little wine and talk and have a
Isn't
good time.
Isn't that how the best ideas
yes,
come out?
They
I
do.
Always tell people it's so funny. My house, if you're in any room in my house, there are notepads and pens like everywhere because inspiration can come at any given moment and I have to write it down so I don't forget it. So that's
sometimes
always
she'll
happens
get an
to me.
Email at 3 o'clock in the morning and she'll write back, I'm sleeping.
You should turn that off. But I do the same thing. If I'm thinking of something, I have to write it down. Text it, email it, something, so I don't forget it right there. But it's wonderful. We love your business and highly respect what you do and thrilled to be a client myself. And look forward to great things from you guys. Can't wait for that new location. How can our listeners find you?
Spasidell.com.
Okay.
S-Y-D-E-L-L. And thank you so much for having me. It's been
a
pleasure.
I think you guys have a Twitter handle too, right?
We sure do.
You have two.
Spasidell ATL. That's
okay.
Right.
Terrific. And one thing I was going to ask before I let you go, I should have asked before, where's the name Sidell come from?
Sidell Harris is our founder.
Okay. I knew
yes,
there was a reason
is her
for
name.
That. Mm-hmm. Terrific. Well, thank you again, Rena. Really appreciate having
thank
you on
you.
The show and look forward to seeing you guys soon. I'm overdue for Theodora, I think.
Well, come and see us. I'm sure she's waiting for you.
I know. She's awesome. So our next guest is Lee Killian, and Lee is the creator of Bluetooth Slapband Speaker, and some of you may already know who he is because he was featured in our current issue of Simply Buckhead magazine for his invention, and there's a great picture of him with his daughter, and I'm sure she was probably the inspiration for this product, which you're going to tell us the story about anyways. And we're actually looking at the Jambands Bluetooth Slapband Speaker as well. He's brought it in here with him. So welcome, Lee.
Thank you so much.
Great
Glad
to have you here. And we were kind of excited about Lee's background. He's got an interesting radio background.
Wow.
Yes.
Who knew?
Not on the microphone side, but an executive, am I right?
Yep.
Where'd you work?
So... it's called Wilkes Broadcasting is the last place I worked, and I ran radio stations across the country, and I was always on the road. I know the Atlanta airport really, really well.
My husband would agree with you on that, yes, too well. And so obviously, you know, going from radio to being an entrepreneur is a huge step. For years, I worked for other people and then all of a sudden moved here and had no clue what I was going to do. And rather than go work for somebody else, my husband said, that's crazy. Take all your experience working for other people and go make it happen yourself. And that's really the short version of how it all happened, because it never happens that easy. Right. But there had to have been an aha moment for you. Was there one?
There was. And, you know, I feel like I'm on the lottery every day. My wife says, hey, are you going to be busy today? I said, absolutely. She goes, are you happy? I said, more than you could possibly know. It's been a lot of fun. So the way this all came about, you were talking about inspiration and how you come about something, but you know, mine happened to be over a little wine as well.
We're all adults here. Wine is a recurring theme.
Okay. But I was at Curry. A friend of mine, he won this beautiful vacation spot, and he invited a bunch of friends for a school kind of auction. And we were all there, and we brought all our kids. So it was like 12 kids. And they were downstairs, and I happened to be going downstairs to go outside by the fireplace where everybody was having wine. And I just bought a brand new Bluetooth speaker when they first came out a couple years ago. And they were really expensive, and they didn't even work that well. So I was going downstairs, and all these kids were playing their eye touches just from the speaker there. They were wearing headphones, and they couldn't talk to each other. They couldn't communicate. And I thought, boy, that's silly. And then I was outside, and I said, hey, everybody, look at my new Bluetooth speaker. I was like, oh, I heard about these. And we started listening to some Rolling Stones with it, and it was great. And then I said, wow, why don't the kids have one? I mean, kids listen to more music than anybody. And I said, that's it. That night, I decided. It was kind of inspirational. And I talked to some of our friends. They said, you should do that. And about a year and a half later, I did. I found partners, and I went for it. It was great.
Well, and that's obviously the short version also, because there's so much in between. You have to find a manufacturer and prototypes and, you know, the right people to help you market it and trademark and copyright and all those other fun things that come with it. I know. I've been through the process. So much.
And it just never stops. That's the
fun
thing.
And it's a learning moment. And your first year in business, always the hardest. Yep. And 18 months in, you're hoping that you're making good choices and you find out that there's still things you're still learning.
Some are good, some are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this adventure started how long ago?
You know, it started about 3 years ago was the thought. And then I had to coerce a good friend of mine, John Bruce, who's in New Orleans, which where I'm originally from. He's a graphic designer, a computer guy, so I kind of needed that. I'm not that's not my forte. So I said, hey, John, be my partner in this. It took a little arm twisting. Now he loves it, and he's, you know, if you look at the website, it's so well done, that's him. He does a lot of the design, and, you know, we have all these new jam bands coming out, all these different colors, and kids can mix and match them, so he does all that stuff. And then I had to find some manufacturing partners. So I got some guys in Minnesota that John knew, and they've got a lot of experience in China. Because if you're going to make something and you want it made well and you want to last, and I'm pretty particular about all this, they really don't like me too much in China because I'm always fussing at them to make it better and better and better. But they're really good at this. So we were already able to have that set up. So that's why we're able to do it so quickly and get such a quality product.
So where is the Jam Bands available?
So here's where it's available. So the fun thing is that it's here in Atlanta. You can go to the Learn Express and two locations, the one in Toccoa Hills and the one on Roswell Road. Elena owns those two stores, and she's been fantastic. She's been so supportive, and we sold a lot of them there over the Christmas holidays, so you might have seen them there. And yesterday, I went out to see a lady named Miss Becky, who owns another toy store called the Picayune in Dunwoody, and she saw it, and she said, I got to have it. So she's all set up, and I'm going to go see all the other local toy stores here.
I was going to say, I think there's Beanhead and Kazoo and
there's a ton of
bunch
them.
More toy stores.
And they're also welcoming and come on in. But the main thing is we've been selling them on Amazon. Amazon's a whole nother animal in itself. But, you know, we've sold Jam Bands to every single city, every single state in the country. It's going like crazy. And Christmas was really good for us. It was really kind of amazing because there really wasn't a product like this on the market before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of parents are seeing the logic of it and saying, hey, you know, I don't want my kids wearing headphones all the time.
Well, they can't hear you. I know that you talked about that in the article. They can't hear you. You're calling them. My husband last night was screaming up to Ethan, and he's got headphones, and he can't hear us. And we're yelling at him to come down, and he can't hear us because he's got headphones on. So yeah. I know that this is part of the thinking behind it.
You know, I want Jam Bands to be fun. And I'm not trying to say that headphones are terrible, and if you're a parent, you kids got headphones, you're terrible. No, there's a time and a place for headphones. On an airplane, headphones are appropriate.
Yeah, obviously nobody next to you wants to listen to your music.
But you know, when kids are at their house or running around outside, they should have something of their own. It's only $30. So I want to make it really inexpensive so that everybody could get it. And it sounds really good. It's got to sound a lot better than the music coming out of their device. So back in the day, you know, I'm aging myself, but there was no such thing as headphones. Nobody wore headphones. Mm-mm. You had a boombox, right? So this is a little mini boombox on kids' wrist that sounds really, really quality. But now we're going to be making even adult versions because the moms are stealing them all the time. You know, Dawn wants one.
In the colors, I'm looking at the color you brought in, the lime green with you, but I know you're already managing kiwi.
Yes,
kiwi,
let's get that right.
That's right. That's more appealing for sure. So you've got kiwi, you've got black licorice, and you've got tangerine. Yeah. And according to our reporter's article, five more colors are soon to be added, including bubblegum, which I'm assuming is pink.
Yes.
Blueberry, which is pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. And what are the other three colors?
So we've got lemon, we've got grape, and we're kind of experimenting with a couple things because there's so many bands, accessory bands as well, some that look like camouflage, some look like you're wearing lizard skin. The cool thing is the kids can take the speaker out and mix and match them to the band, so it just pops out.
Oh, love it.
So then you
love
can take it. You know, the licorice and put it in the kiwi armband or put it in a lizard kind of
so they buy one to begin with, and then they can go back and buy more of the colored bands.
Right.
And how much do the colored bands retail for?
They haven't come out yet.
Oh,
so right now
we are revealing secrets. I love it.
Okay, they're going to be inexpensive enough that kids are going to be able to get them and mix and match and trade them with their friends and that kind of thing.
Okay, so what's next for jam bands? You must be looking for other retail opportunities.
You know, I am, and there's a lot that's going to happen this year. You know, last year was kind of our, as John was saying, you're in an infant stage, and then you got to grow. So we're kind of getting out the box now, and I think we're going to have a lot of growth this year, and we're going to get a lot more retail, and then next year we'll be in all the shows, and we'll have a huge product line. But I got to tell you, this is not just where it's not going to be one little trick pony. We've got all kind of designs and all kind of, I think wearables are going to be big in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of want to be the wearable, music wearables for kids and for adults. So look for jam bands. We're trying to grow that brand.
Well, we were already following you on Twitter. Please tell our listeners how they can find you on social media, on the web.
You know what's so funny? I have to look at this because I'm not a Twitter guy. But here, it's written down for me.
Secrets because you know what? Normally, when you have a company, I did it all myself for a long time, and it's a lot of fun. And I still do it because I really like Twitter. It's a lot of fun. But, you know, then they tell you have to use Instagram also and Facebook, and who has the time for that?
I have a wonderful lady named Michaela who does it for me.
I know. I have a wonderful girl named Jamie Lynn who does it for me, and she's amazing. And I do it when I'm somewhere where I feel like I just can't control myself. When I'm at a Hawks game, you're going to see me tweeting all the time. Sorry.
But I can tell you, Facebook is at Jam Bands Audio. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Jam Bands, JAMBANZ.com, our website really does say everything. And, you know, one of the things I want to tell you about that we're doing is, we're kind of big in our community as well. And so for every jam bands that's bought this year on our website, we're going to give $1 to the Atlanta Music Project. So my daughter's a violinist. She was the inspiration behind this whole thing. And so Atlanta Music Project is what they do is they take a bunch of kids who don't have that much, and they're given a musical training, classical music training, every single day of the week for 2 or 3 hours after school. So we're big into that.
Pretty fantastic.
Yeah, so we're excited about partnering with them.
Pretty fantastic. I like that. I didn't see that in the article that we wrote. Was that
just came up?
I was just going to say it wasn't mentioned.
Look at the website tomorrow.
We would have written about that because that's sort of our take. Obviously, here in Buckhead, we look for things that are under the radar and hidden and unique and not being showcased by anybody else. So we're very excited to have found you and really thrilled to have you in the magazine as well as in the studio. And thank you so much for being with us, Lee. And I'm very impressed that you left your 24-year career and went out to be an entrepreneur. I definitely feel your pain.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And our final guest today is Steph Dietz. And as I mentioned before, Steph is fit and fun and young, and she's putting all of us to shame. And I have to say, there's a really great theme going on in the studio today. So we've got our shakes, then we've got to go work out. Lee is also very athletic, and then Rena, of course, is in a health and wellness business too. So I don't know, John, those shakes.
Yeah, I don't know. You just killed us. I'm not really fitting in here.
But no, I love it because I have a chocolate sweet tooth, so I really like this. This was awesome today.
Chocolate is healthy.
Yeah, I was going to say I've been calculating how many psych classes we'll need to earn another shake.
I know. I'm headed to go and train after this, so I'm really happy that I scheduled myself that way because, you know, I need it. But I did like the fact that the dark chocolate comes directly from cacao.
I agree.
And that made sense, the dark chocolate, right?
Yes. Dark Steph? Chocolate. I was like, it's okay then.
So, Steph, I didn't really read anybody's bios today, but on yours, I know that health and fitness is what you live and breathe, mm-hmm. and you must run around campus. And it says in your bio that you run around campus, which means you're a student. It doesn't say here where you go and what you're studying. But I'm going to take a guess as to what you're studying. So where are you a student?
So I actually graduated from the University of Wisconsin. So I am down in Atlanta opening our fourth psych location. Our very first original studio is in Madison, Wisconsin, where the University of Wisconsin is. So I was a student at Wisconsin there, and I studied kinesiology. So again, health and fitness has always been a passion of mine. It's what I studied in school. All of my hobbies have been revolved around that, and I fell into psych when I was a senior in college, and I graduated in May of 2013.
So did you know Adrian?
I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm surprised. That's where he played. Okay, so you've already graduated, and you just said you're opening, this is the fourth psych location.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so why did they choose Atlanta?
Well, Atlanta, I mean, I think just meeting with everyone down here, you know, everyone breathes health and fitness down here as well. It's a part of everyone's life. And, you know, it just, the energy that psych has really kind of matches all of the energy around the city here, you know, as far as wellness and nutrition and exercise and fitness. So we just really found that this was a community that we wanted to be part of, and we fit in really well here. So
where's the other locations?
So our other locations, our first studio was in Madison, Wisconsin, and then we opened in Austin, Texas. Our third location is in New York City, located inside David Barton Gym. And this is our fourth location inside of the Forum Athletic Club in Buckhead at Lenox Square.
So how long will you be here? Have you moved here permanently to be a part of our community?
I'm starting to get Facebook messages. Have you moved there? Are you coming home? I'm actually heading out of town tomorrow. I've been here for about 2.5 weeks
now. And it's 15 below up there, so you'll be back in 2 days, and you'll never want to leave again.
Yeah, I'm starting to think I might reschedule my flight, stay at Shake Shack a little longer.
Yeah, we'll I do. My husband was up in Michigan a few weeks back, and he called me one morning at about 8 o'clock in the morning. He goes, well, I just woke up, and it's 17 degrees below. And he called me about 4 hours later, and he said, it has warmed up to a balmy 13 degrees.
Yep.
And I mean, it's we are just so spoiled here. We love the weather here. I can deal with the wind,
beautiful.
The cold, the rain, you know, but stay away from the snow and the sleet and the ice and all that. So you're going to get hooked.
I
We're
know.
Warning you ahead.
I already have been.
So the psych method, what is the psych method? Because, you know, I was a spin junkie from way back and ended up with a hip replacement and haven't done spin in a long time, but love spin classes. What makes a psych method different from a traditional spin class?
Exactly. So psych is a new indoor cycling experience, and it's all based on music and to the beat of the music. So what makes our class different and unique is also in the sense that we have sport-specific weighted sectors. So there are actual sand weights on the bike. So you're doing sport-specific movements that are familiar to a lot of our riders. You know, you're actually rowing and playing basketball and volleyball on a bike while you're cycling through heavy resistance. So you're really activating every muscle in the body from your legs through your core and your upper body, which really makes the psych experience different than other spin classes, because you are working the whole body the whole time. And, you know, to the beat of the music, it kind of takes you, it's a mental escape from reality because you get lost inside of the class and the lighting, and the studio is set up to really kind of bring you into the moment and give you a full experience in just 45 minutes. So.
Wow. I like that part. 15 minutes less.
Yeah.
Is there, how many students are in a class? How many bikes are in the studio?
Yeah. So on average, there's about 50 bikes in the studio. Here
that's
in Atlanta,
class.
There are 50. Madison, we have about 52. So yeah, on average, 50 bikes per studio.
And can people come in and take, you know, one class, like single classes, or do they have to be a member of the gym, or do they have to join in a program of some sort for psych?
Yeah, great question. So actually all of our classes are just per class, so you don't have to be a member of the forum to come try out a psych ride. And then we sell per class packages, so you can just purchase single rides, and then if you're interested in, you know, purchasing larger packages, we have 5, 10, and 20 packs as well.
How much is it per class?
In Atlanta, it is $25 for an adult ride. And then we also have student discounts for on all of our classes as well. So the larger per class, the larger package you buy, the cheaper per class rate it becomes.
Okay, very good. What's the Ride for Change program?
So this is a really unique part about Psych as well. So, you know, riders who come into class, not only do they feel good, they're working out, but, you know, they can also feel good knowing that they're giving back. So with every mile ridden at Psych, we actually donate a portion of our profits back to our national charity, which is the Challenge Athletes Foundation. And then in addition, with each of our studio-specific locations, we'll partner with local charities if they've reached out and do a lot of events outside of the studio as well with local partners.
Wow. So how many classes a day are you teaching? Because are there other teachers at Psych Fitness right now?
Yes, there are. We have 10 psychologists, which we call our instructors.
And that's psychologist with a C. C-Y-C-O.
Yeah, so I'm teaching usually about one class per day. Sometimes we'll teach two to three times a day. But all of our psychologists in Atlanta, the 10 of them we have here, have been on the schedule. We've been open since last Thursday. So
wow. Didn't realize it was quite that new. How about the owner, the gentleman who started this whole movement? Who is he? Where is he from? And is he teaching all the time too?
Yeah. So the Psych Method was developed by our creative director, Keone Hudoba. He is a renowned trainer out of New York City and actually an Under Armour sponsored athlete. And, you know, Keone is an intelligent, genius fitness professional, and he really brings something unique to the Psych Method in the sense that he understands what people need to stay motivated. He himself went from 300 pounds to 180 pounds just by taking changing his lifestyle and really, really getting on the right track with health and fitness and nutrition. So kind of the method was created to really appeal to all fitness levels so that, you know, whether this is your first spin class ever or your 300th spin class ever, you know, it's really appealed to all different levels. So,
And the Forum Athletic, did you and he scout around a bit before you came up with this particular location? I mean, obviously Buckhead is the place to be. We all know that sitting in this room, right? So Buckhead is the place to be, and there's lots of places where people, you know, work out and work out with personal trainers. And so what was the inspiration or what did Forum Athletic Club have that was different from elsewhere?
Yeah. So, you know, I think with our first three locations, we just really, you know, how we're so active on social media and the Forum Athletic Club, the owners of the gym had actually, you know, sought out just the Psych Method and just seeing us through the press and through our own social media. And, you know, they were really interested in bringing this to Atlanta. So, you know, when we came down here to look for locations in the city, we just thought that we fit perfectly in with them. You know, the energy in the gym at the Forum is so motivating and positive, and everyone kind of lives and breathes health and fitness there. And they really live by this work hard, play hard mentality. And, you know, we just saw our Psych Method fitting in so well with Buckhead, with Atlanta, and especially within the Forum Athletic Club. So it was a perfect fit, and they had space for us to build out our studio, and that's how we fell into Buckhead.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I want to go back a little bit to the riding, because, you know, with having the different facets of the ride, the weights and the resistance and such, and working the different parts of the body, are there different classes? You know, maybe one that's sort of an upper body strength class, even though it's a spin class and obviously your legs are moving. Are there different classes? And, you know, is there one that you like to teach better than another?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the Psych Method is broken down into different what we call sectors. So there are the sport-specific weighted sectors where you're using the hand weights, and then there are other sectors that are more focused on cardio, endurance, faster-paced jumps, sprints, and then the hills and all of that. So each psych road trip is actually a completely different experience, because out of all these different sectors that we have, we place them, the psychologists, they choreograph them in their own 10 sectors. So each class is completely different. You'll still get the full effect of the weights with the hills and faster paced cardio sectors, but you know, so you're really getting a different experience every time. And with the modifications and really personal one-on-one interaction that the psychologist has with the riders in class, it's, again, really accommodating to all fitness levels. You know, the lights are dimmed in the studio, so you feel like you can really push yourself to what you're capable of pushing your body to.
And are you the one who gets to teach all these folks here? Like when you're looking for the instructors here, right? Because you're here, so you get to find these people. And I'm assuming they probably come out of other spin instruction type of situations, and then you get to teach them the method.
Yeah. So the method is it's so much fun to teach. It's very unique in the sense that, you know, you'd be surprised thinking like, oh, I have to be a fitness professional or have taught spin before, but it's actually really anyone who's just passionate about health and fitness, and whether they've been in dance or musical performers or actors or anything, you know, just being on stage, because every road trip is really an interactive show. So we want to connect with our riders. We want to get to know them as people and figure out how we can change their lives. And so it is a really unique experience. And I feel really fortunate that I get to work with some incredible people and teach them and bring them on this road trip with us. So
I have a funny feeling that one of my staff members is an instructor there. I'm pretty sure I've seen her tweeting a little bit. Is Lillian Charles one of your instructors?
She's an incredible woman.
Well, she's also an incredible fashion stylist.
So we're very
blessed to have her working with us. She is a genius. And she and Olivia together make magic in our magazine.
Yes.
So she's making magic at Psych Fitness, too.
She is making magic at Psych. And she is on the schedule. So our website, psychfitness.com, you can read all about our local Atlanta psychologists and check their schedule and book your bikes online as well.
Okay. And how else can we find you in social media?
Yeah, so Psych is, we are very social. So you can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter at Psych Fitness, and our website, psychfitness.com, as well as if you want to reach the Atlanta studio specifically, buckhead@psychfitness.com is the email address. And we are located right inside of the Form Athletic Club in Lenox Square.
Well, I have one more question for you before I let you go. And then we're going to open this up for, I'm sure there are questions. I see lots of people writing frantically in here. I see here that you studied anatomy and physiology, but one of your other passions is to whip up nutritious snacks. Do you have some signature snacks that you like and that you can recommend that you make for protein and keeping us going?
Yeah, so my last name is Dietz, and I've been working on this Eats by Dietz kind of empire that I'm trying to build here. So
I love it. Another entrepreneur ready to bloom.
Yes. Talk to me after.
Yeah, I'm going to work with one after. So I would definitely say one of my favorite post-workout snacks is almond butter with banana.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get enough of it. So that's definitely, it's quick, it's easy. It's also easy to blend together if you have some sort of protein that you like to eat. Drink before or after workout as well, but definitely search the hashtag Eats by Dietz and you can search what else I'm whipping up for nutritious snacks.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Steph.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate all of you being here today. Anybody have any questions for each other? Rich, I'll open it up for your comments because I know you always have a list of comments for each of our guests.
I do. I was just listening to Steph. I'm thinking either Steph's or Dietz beats. But I don't think you can do much with beets, though, right?
Actually,
yes, you can. I love red beets.
I think better is Dietz treats. Yeah, now you got some. Yeah.
Well, I've been also thinking if I did Cheats by Dietz on cheat days, like when I have a Shake Shack.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah.
But Beets by Dietz is really important, too, with the music.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. Speaking of music, I'm thinking there is definitely a tie-in with all these folks.
I know,
right?
It's interesting. And we never do it on purpose. We just invite people we think will be interesting,
right.
And they always seem to end up with a theme in the room of some sort. Well, so it's quite exciting.
Here's the way I'm thinking it goes. So we all head down to the Shake Shack, right, to get our dog or burger or shake, whatever, right? Then head over to Psych Fitness to get to work off those calories, right? And then while we're working out, we can do jam bands, whatever, right? Or we can listen to some chill music, whatever, with our jam bands over the Spa Citadel, whatever, right? While we're reading Simply Buckhead magazine and listening to Simply Buckhead radio. Yeah, that may be a little over the top.
And then
whatever,
after it's all done, where do we go?
To the big party or whatever,
No, well, we go to the big party, but then after that, we all go and get a massage.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I said that. We head over to Spa Citadel or whatever, and I don't know if we have time. I guess we have... I was wondering if we can hear a demo. Can you hear the music or no?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all...
I'm thinking a licensing play there, right? I mean, on your bands?
Yeah.
On your bands with all the NFL or colleges or whatever on there?
Good buddy of mine down the street.
5%?
That's what he does for college football teams.
So I missed out on my 5% royalty on that?
Or, you did. I'm sorry. I already had that idea. The bands are going to be fun because it's going to make it interactive.
And then the you're asking for new locations. We got spot. There we go.
It's mostly voice prompts.
That's
so the
pretty
kids
cool.
Don't
yeah.
have to worry
that's
about
cool.
it.
Yeah.
and you're looking for space, we got space in the building here. You can put it, feel free to put a Shake Shack in here, a Spa Citadel, fitness, whatever y'all want.
We'll look into that.
Yeah, great show, Joanne. It was awesome.
Thank you. It was great to have everybody here today. Really appreciate it. We'll see y'all next week.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Yes, we will.